Let's have a word this morning. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day that you woke us up. Thank you for this beautiful day and for protecting us this year on the Gulf Coast for those storms coming in. And God, we just give you the praise. Give their commissioners and our judge today, give them wisdom to make right decisions. We give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
On our Texas flag, I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
I always feel the first one. But after that, I'm good.
Are y'all behaving in the back row back there? There we go. There we go. That's good. Yeah, that's where the bad kids are. But all right, we will get started with item number one, which is open court session for comments from court and citizens on items which may or may not need to be placed on the following week's agenda. For consideration, each person addressing the court may be limited to 3 minutes, and as usual, unless it's a factual statement, we cannot say anything about it unless it is a factual statement of such. So, anyone from the audience? Yes, ma'am.
I want to first thank you for getting the next year's budget online so quickly. However, is there any way to upload it in color? You know, as Commissioner South pointed out, Penny created some really nice pie charts, but in black and white, we cannot appreciate them.
The color contrast isn't enough for you to be able to see the slices.
Not at all.
I don't know why that wouldn't have transitioned over in color.
We can do something.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. Yeah, we'll figure out what we need to do, because it should be that way.
Okay.
The reason why it ends up being that way is because we do make sure that we have the one that has the seal, the county clerk seal on it, so that the first
couple pages. Well, at least those pages, if we can get those.
Yeah,
pages,
yeah.
Would that be great?
Yeah, because the whole idea of the pie charts and the graphs is so you can see them and understand them. Yeah. Yeah, we'll figure that out.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else from the audience? Y'all made it through the train. Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Quickie, as long as you're working on the schedule for next year, mm-hmm. will you consider making one night when you do the budget for people to attend and not during the daytime?
Well, and I can, but we don't have to make that a regular court session. Those are just...
Well, I thought it had to be planned, and it is a regular court session.
Okay. Regular court sessions are whenever we're going to approve the budget or the tax rate. The hearings or any of the workshops around it can be at any time, and we can call those at any time. Regular courts are whenever we have to approve, and we have to schedule those a year in advance. So I don't have to do that one at night.
Okay.
But I can do special. The only reason we didn't do, had planned to do one this year, but when we just figured out we were going to be able to do a no new revenue rate, we figured we needed to, because there ain't much lower to go than that. So that's why we didn't do one this year.
I'd appreciate if you'd consider it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, but it does not have to be scheduled on a regular court session. All right. Anyone else? All right. Commissioner?
I'm good.
Commissioner? All right. I am good as well. I just want to make a note, though, that Commissioner 4 is out today for the record. So, all right, we will move. I think they showed up, so we'll move to Adam. You got hung up by the train. I have used that excuse a lot of times. But I'm sure it's legit. When it catches you, it catches you. So item number two, discussion and possible action to proclaim the month of September and October National Ovarian and Breast Cancer Awareness Months. Respectively, possible action would be to allow the Gift of Life to place a freestanding 8-foot banner on the courthouse lawn for ovarian cancer, breast cancer awareness in Orange County, Texas. So Norma, you're up.
I am coming. Okay, so thank you so much for letting us have the opportunity. First of all, I want to say thank you to Judge and to the commissioners for supporting the Gift of Life. We are so extremely grateful for your continued support. As you know, Gift of Life services are extended to Orange County residents, and in the less than 2 years, 4 women have been diagnosed with breast cancer thanks to your support.
So, I'm sorry. I know this is kind of silly. I'm talking about that.
just trying to be appropriate. Okay.
So, anyway, first of all, just a heartfelt gratitude. For those that aren't familiar with the Gift of Life, we've been in existence for 30 years. We are a local nonprofit. All of the funds that we raise and certainly the generous support that you have provided stays local to our counties, which is inclusive of Orange. And so we have had so many different women and men who have said, had it not been our first services, they simply would have had nowhere else to go for health care. So thank you for believing in us. Thank you for sustaining us. And on behalf of our clients and all of our staff, we are deeply grateful for your belief in our mission. So one of the things that we do, because we're kicking off Breast Cancer Awareness Month in October, and so we had several women who were in our lives that also had succumbed to ovarian cancer. So we use this opportunity to really heighten awareness during the month of October with a myriad of different activities and educational outreaches to inform the community about the risk and symptoms associated with ovarian and breast cancer and really all kinds of diseases that are really relevant to our area. But during October, we're kicking off with information about our breast cancer and ovarian cancer ribbon run. This is our 15th year that we'll be hosting this run, and we have in your little cookies and information information about the run. And so, oh, you didn't get your cookie? So I'm sorry. And so, but we have these flyers as well. So anyone that is a breast, ovarian, gynecological cancer survivor, they're free. They're our guest, and we allow them to bring someone with them. So we're lacing up to save lives with the ribbon run October the 25th. We have people that really come in from Lake Charles and from Houston as well. It's a family fun activity. We have a wellness village that's part of this initiative, not just to raise funds, but really, again, it's about awareness, because so many people ignore the symptoms of ovarian cancer, which is known as a silent disease. For many of us women, we kind of just ignore the things that go on in our body and attribute it to something else. But we've had women that have done our walk, gone to see their doctor, and recognized the symptoms, and they were diagnosed. So this walk, again, is about empowering action for women and people to take care of themselves. So this year, we've included, and this is why we've got this silly little thing, we have our ghost guy. And so he is Boo, and he will be there. And so this was just kind of a fun reminder of Bo that will be there with us. And so we invite everyone to please come out, support us. During October as well, we have a special feature that we've got. We had the opportunity to include 100 more screenings. So we ask you to please share that information for women that are eligible, don't have insurance. Call us, and we are going to make sure that their needs are met and that no one is really overlooked from having the basic essential screenings that they so deserve. So we are doing educational outreaches. We're doing pink outs. We've got the ribbon run, and we invite everyone to be with us and share in the excitement and certainly the information about breast and ovarian cancer. So on behalf of the Gift of Life, thank you. I've got flyers and more information. We can leave it at the back if anyone wants to take any of that. And can we take a real quick picture?
Well, I will, and I'm going to read the proclamation.
Oh, you
first.
Didn't even do that.
No, I was letting you do
your stuff. Oh, I am so sorry.
You got rolling. I wasn't stopping you. I'll let you go.
I am so sorry.
And I'll do the proclamation.
It's the train, Judge. It was the train.
I understand. Threw you off. So I'll do that. Then we'll vote on it to accept it. And
okay.
Then we'll
so
take
sorry.
A picture. No
okay,
problem.
Thank you.
There's no reason to be sorry. All right, so whereas September and October recognize as National Ovarian and Breast Cancer Awareness Months, uniting communities to increase understanding of the risks and symptoms of these diseases while championing education, prevention, and early detection. Whereas breast cancer is the most frequently diagnosed cancer among American women, aside from skin cancers, and approximately 1 in 8 women in the United States will face a diagnosis during their lifetime. Whereas for more than 3 decades, the Julie Rogers Gift of Life program has served Southeast Texas by providing thousands of free breast cancer screenings, diagnostic mammograms, ultrasounds, and biopsies, along with compassionate navigation into treatment for medically underserved women. And whereas through these services, Gift of Life has helped diagnose breast cancer in 25 Southeast Texas women in less than 2 years, and more than 315 women since its inception. And whereas the Julie Richardson Proctor Ovarian Cancer Education Outreach Program raises awareness of ovarian cancer, often called a silent disease, which tragically stands as the fifth leading cause of cancer-related deaths among women in the United States. And whereas Gift of Life will host the 15th annual Julie Richardson Proctor 5K Ribbon Run Monster Dash in downtown Beaumont on Saturday, October 25th, to further awareness of breast and ovarian cancer throughout Southeast Texas, while also generating support for prevention and educational outreach. Now, therefore, be it resolved that I, John Gauthier, Judge of Orange County, do hereby proclaim Tuesday, September 30th as Gift of Life Breast and Ovarian Cancer Awareness Day in Orange, and call upon all citizens to honor these months by celebrating survivors, practicing proactive health measures, and joining the Gift of Life in its mission to save lives. In witness whereof, I have undo set my hand and cause the seal of the Commissioner's Court to be affixed to this 30th day of September 2025 upon approval by this court.
Second.
Motion by one, second by two. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Motion passes.
Thank you.
Now we can take care of it. I forget everybody signed. So.
Oh, and Judge, we have one of our wonderful breast cancer survivors that's
absolutely
with us from Orange. Can I ask you, Trish? Hi, sweetheart. I haven't seen you. Come on right here.
Absolutely.
Hi. Oh, so this wonderful little person, this young woman, is one of the beneficiaries of our program. And so could she just make a couple of quick comments?
Absolutely.
And thank you as well.
Excellent.
Please. Okay. Okay. Forgive me. I'm not great at public speaking.
Relax. None of us are either.
And obviously, I don't follow the protocol. So.
I'm here to basically just tell you the Gift of Life and what it meant to me in my journey, basically. And without them, I wouldn't have had the detection that I had. There's no way I would have had been able to have the treatments that I received, which saved my life. By the time I was detected, I was stage three, which is almost terminal. But I heard the words curable from my doctor, and I was directed to this wonderful program who not only helped me with my sanity, my emotions, directed me to all of my mammograms, all of my ultrasounds. Like, they guided me. They held my hand. And without them, I couldn't have done it. There's no way. Right down to utility bills. Like, when it hits you like that, my husband is my caregiver, was my caregiver. There's no way he could have worked. Daily, he had to hold me literally up off the floor in my journey. So I'm here because there's no way I could not pass up an event to let you guys know how important the Gift of Life program is, not just to me, just to so many I've talked to. And because of me and my age, which is 46, very young, I've been fighting this since 2021. But because of me, the circle around me has been able to go ahead and get themselves early detected. And I'm proud to say that there's been over 10 people just in my family alone impacted and was able to get early detected and move on from this horrible disease, whether it's breast cancer, cervical cancer, it doesn't matter. And I'm just proud. I'm proud to be here with Miss Norma. I'm proud to be here with the Gift of Life. I'm proud to let you guys know how much they are needed and loved.
Well, thank you. It is glad to hear that you're doing well. We'll
continue
to pray for you and that. This program is fantastic, what y'all do over the years,
thank
and it's and we're always certainly glad to support everything that we can to help do that.
Thank you so much, and thank you. We haven't seen each other in a while.
I know.
I'm just so grateful to see you.
Yes, and so, I know. Oh, gosh.
Let's let her be in the picture with us as well.
Oh, good. Oh yeah, great. Be in the picture, you get to hold this silly thing.
Thank you.
Trisha Wilson.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Give yourself credit. You did a great job.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
too.
Oh, thank y'all.
Make sure this thing is safe.
Yes, absolutely.
See, I'm getting a picture.
I was still with energy when I got
Yes, absolutely. Thank you for talking. Yes.
Thank you for coming.
Yes,
she can. Yeah.
Thank you. Just every day.
Just make it.
We'll take a happy picture. Oh, that would be nothing.
Everybody say Robert should have been here.
Okay, let me get one. I'm good. Okay.
Hey, with the AI today, we can put him in it.
You are right there.
Thank you.
All right, and Charlotte or one of those will get us a copy of that as well. I think Emily will. Perfect, yeah. Emily, yeah, she'll give that to her. She'll get that. She'll give you the original, Norma, and then she'll get a copy for us.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, she'll give it. Emily will take care of it.
And the office is on the way out. So
and we'll just leave a lot of different materials if anyone would like to pick up.
Perfect.
But please, you know, let us know if there's something, as we said, that could take advantage of the free screenings. We do pay for the screenings, the diagnostic mammograms, and the biopsies. So we're there for anyone in arms. So thank you all so much.
Thank
you
all.
Thank you.
Thank you all for the job.
Yes.
That'd be a good time to mention and thank the sheriff back there for being an ambassador for the Real Men Wear Pink campaign. I'm sure he would appreciate any donations.
He looked fantastic in his pink apron the other night.
He looks like a pink kind of guy, I think.
Yeah. I was, I wore my pink shirt, but they had him fully dressed.
You have a stylist shirt.
He had a stylist, I think. Yeah. I think Brandy really did a good job.
Confident in your manhood to wear pink, that's what I'm saying.
All right, we will move on to item number 3, proclamation acknowledging September as Adult Literacy Month in Orange County. Great Orange Area Literacy Services is a nonprofit in Orange that serves the county. We help adults learn to read, help prepare for the GED, and launch English as a second language. All services are provided free to the clients. Ms. Burley, would you like to speak?
I'm Dawn Burley. I'm with the GOLS, Greater Orange Area Literacy Services, where we help people obtain the tools that they need to reach their goals, which could be anywhere from teaching adults to learn how to read, which we have a 24-year-old student right now who came in and didn't even know his ABCs after being homeschooled. And we also help prepare people for their GED test and learn English as a second language. And many of these people, I've been asked many times, why are we helping? We're helping because these are people who fell through the cracks at school. These are people who are trying to better themselves. There's an individual who came from another country with a degree, came here, couldn't speak English, had to learn English, is now going through the GED program so he can go back to college and learn his degree all over again. So this is for people that need a hand up and want to better themselves and not become a statistic.
All right. Well, I will read this proclamation as well. So, whereas more than 43 Americans cannot read or write at the most basic level, while 62.7 million lack basic math skills, as well as the credentials and skills necessary to succeed in post-secondary education, and whereas every year 1 in 3 young adults drops out of high school, and whereas American Action Forum estimates that America is short on an estimated 7.5 million private sector workers across all skill levels, and whereas adult education programs contribute to solving these challenges to help Americans move along the continuum in their education journey to achieve basic skills and get prepared for career and college, whereas adult education programs in high school and adult schools, community colleges, and community centers offer low-cost, high-value programs that upgrade the skill set of our citizens, whereas our Orange County celebrates Adult Education and Family Literacy Week as a proud participant in the National Educate and Elevate campaign, which helps our citizens learn about all of their adult education options to attain their professional and personal goals. Now, therefore, I, John Gauthier, Orange County Judge, with full support of the Orange County Commissioners Courts, proclaim September as National Adult Literacy Month, highlighting September 15th to 19th as National Adult Education and Family Literacy Week. Given under my hand and execute the executive seal of Orange County this 30th day of September 2025 upon approval of this court.
So moved.
Second. Motion by two, second by three. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
It is passed.
Thank you.
Would you like a picture as well?
Yes, I do need a picture. The board likes those things.
Okay. Go ahead, Stone.
Thank you so very much.
See, you fixing
the
intersection
there,
yeah. Anything
for you? I thought he was coming to get in the picture. Like, maybe he was taking the advantage of some of the...
he's a man of all.
I don't want everybody to know I can't read.
You know how much better this picture looks like without me at all.
Oh. This is taken. What? I've got to take one too. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Stone. And she'll do the same thing for you, Mr. Stone. Yeah, the only reason he's working on that intersection there is because it's in precinct two.
I was going to say four, but yeah, even numbers get it.
A J-R, I don't know what
there you go.
R-J.
Mm-mm-mm. All right, we will move on to item number four, discussion and possible action regarding payment of September 30th, 2025 bills. Approved county auditor as per attested listings and also specifically as follows. A, $92,453.10 from the general fund 001-101-51270 to Amwins Group Benefits, Inc. for insurance for retirees 65 and over for October 2025. B, $37.50 from the special grants fund 081-927-53000 to Atlas Technical Consultants, LLC. For professional services for project 250093, the new health services building, and C, $179,739 for the special grants fund 081-927-53003 to McKinnis Construction, Inc. for pay app number 8 for pods number 1 and number 3, and as listed, Ms. Penny?
From the general fund, $238,336.99. Road and bridge, $79,012.48. Mosquito control, $27,108.63. Adult probation, $86. Airport, $706.42. Consolidated accounts, $10,000. ARPA, $179,776.50. For a total payment of $535,027.02.
Do we go ahead and pay the bills?
Motion by one, second by two. Further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, item number five. And just so you know, so this is the last court session of the year, so there's going to be several movements and the next agenda items of moving and funds within this. They're different project, I mean, different departments, line items. So that's why there'll be several of those as we're closing out the year. So item number five, which is discussion and possible action regarding adoption of a special budget within the provisions of local government code 111.0108. Revenue of 010-000-43510 of interest of $1,040. Expense 010-951-5115 DASB SB 22 grant pay of $915 and 010-951-52345 DASB 22 workers' compensation of $125. Purpose to recognize additional interest received on the SB 22 grant funds throughout the year.
So
motion by two, second by three. Further discussion?
You have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
Lynn Carver, Orange County. I have a question concerning this grant, and I know you're moving money over a couple other entries, but what does this grant cover? Who does it cover?
Okay, so SB 22 was a grant that was put in the 88th legislative session for law enforcement. Mm-hmm. So it's a $500,000 grant a year. They use the money primarily to go to law enforcement officers. The Sheriff's Department gets to decide pretty much how they want to do it. but it goes, it can be used for some equipment, but primarily our sheriff's department has decided they were using it for the personnel. And so they pay, the personnel gets an additional pay on top of their normal pay that we do out of SB 22 money. And they actually just upped that again. So we just received another $500,000. So we'll be doing it again next year. But it's through the state. And they also do, the DA's office gets a portion of that as well. I'm not a portion of that. They get a separate allocation for the DA's office.
Okay, so this, just to clarify, this is for additional pay. It's not additional person, per se. It's just
it
additional pay.
It could be.
Pay.
The sheriff's department gets to decide how they want to do within parameters that's set out in SB 22. Our sheriff's department decided to do it for people, and they'll have some equipment that they'll purchase at the end because of the money's left over. There's a little bit left over because it doesn't average outright for people. But it can be used. There's like four or five different categories that they can choose to use it in, and it's up to the sheriff's department on how they want to do it.
With the goal of retention.
With the goal, yes. The goal is trying to retain people. Officers and recruit. Recruit and retain. Is
right.
What, but yes.
And I think you just answered my other question. Okay. Is so as of the budget printed out that the funds were not awarded for
well,
this.
Because we couldn't put it into the budget till
this
we knew.
Actually for 24-25.
Right.
This is the remainder of the 24-25 rate. And so because the interest is included and maintained within the grant itself,
right.
The interest does not go to the county. Mm-hmm. And so this is just a...
And there's another entry.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. And then there's another entry later on that'll have, because we just did get awarded for SB 22 for the next year.
Okay, so that was my question. Is you just got?
We just got that. I signed it Saturday.
Now we got about $750,000, $750,000, roughly. Is that about what we got for this budget?
Yeah, we get $500,000. It goes to the sheriff's department.
Right.
And then we get $250,000 or $275,000 for the DA's office.
Right.
Both of those, like I said, just got approved again. Now the DA's office goes directly to them, and then they do theirs and their paperwork and their.
We just
decision.
Got our contract yesterday.
Yeah.
And so the amount's about the same.
Yes, the same. They did the same amount. Yeah, they did
exactly
$500,000 again for the sheriff's department, $275,000 for the.
So how is that? Just curiosity. I mean, the budget. Does it get?
We'll do a special budget entry for that.
Budget. I've already been working on this.
Okay.
Yeah, we just couldn't put it in.
Right. No, I understand.
Yeah.
I understand.
Until we knew we had it.
The official contract, and so that will be on next court.
Okay.
Yeah, they told us they were going to do it again this year, but until you see it in writing.
Right. No, I understand. All right. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. All right. So I had a motion by two, second by three. If there's no further discussion, all in favor? Any opposed? Item number six, discussion and possible action regarding adoption of a special budget within the provisions of local government code 111.0108, revenue 008-000-43510, interest of $2,200, expense 008-950-53000, SOSB 22 grant expenditures of $2,200, purpose to recognize additional interest received on SB 22 grant funds.
So
same deal again. So. Motion by two, second by three. Further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item number seven, discussion and possible action regarding receipt of county auditor's monthly financial reports. Ms. Penny? I should have those reports.
I have the summary there, and the full was sent to y'all digitally.
Motion by one.
Go ahead.
I have a motion by one. Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay, second by two. Any further discussion?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Lynn McCarver, Orange County. What month is that for?
It's August.
August. And I just noticed on the website that it's only listed through April. Is there any way to get them caught up on the website? Okay, appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, once we approve, then we move it over.
Yeah, I know, but only April's there. Nothing after April.
He's not in there. Okay. We'll check on it, yeah, because it should be moved over after approval. All right. I have a motion by one, second by two. No further discussion. All in favor?
All right.
Any opposed? Item number 8, discussion and possible action regarding a line item transfer again in DASB 22 from 010951 DASB 22 Social Security of $185.65, 001951 DASB 22 Retirement Funds of $853.41, and 010951 DASB Grant Expenditures of $484. You go to 010951 DASB 22 Grant Pay of $1,521.44. And 010951 DASB 22 unemployment of 1.62. The purpose to realign the budget for proper grant distribution. Motion about 3, second by 2. Any further discussion on that one as well? Same thing as the rest of them. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item number 9, discussion and possible action regarding a line item transfer in SOSB 22. I'm trying not to read through all those same numbers again. So if y'all want to read through those and look at them, because we got two more of them like that. So if you look at them, if you see anything that you need a question on, certainly ask it. There is a correction on the 2 portion of that where it says 008950. It's not 51250. It is 53000 for the grant expenditures line item. And that's the $60,651. Yes, sir. I'll make a correction on that. But again, it's just the realignment of for grant distribution purposes. Second. Motion by 2. I already had second by 3. Sorry. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item number 10, discussion and possible action regarding a line item transfer in the general account, and this is from 001-111-51270, group health, life, and dental of $26,217, and then 2-001-217-51270, group health, life, and dental of $7,090, and then 001-665-51270, group health, dental again of $6,115. And 001-787-51250 unemployment of $12, and 001-101-523-45 workers' compensation of $13,000. Purpose to supply funds for processing the end of the year payroll account. Motion by 3, second by 2. Further discussion? All in favor? Any opposed? Item number 11. Discussion and possible action regarding a line item transfer in independent judicial services from 001-205-59999, other of $10, to 001-205-51210, Social Security of $10, purpose to cover expenses at the end of the year for that account. I know. Motion by 1, second by 2.
Good job on budgeting that account.
Yeah, we're getting pretty close. We're getting close. All right. If we could just determine how many people we're actually going to have stay employed the whole year. All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item number 12, discussion and possible action regarding a line item transfer in the citizen collection station from 001-470-57550, repairs, rental, construction of $6,000, 001-470-57595, equipment between $2,000 and $4,000, or $5,000, which is $5,000. 001-470-57500, equipment less than $2,000 of $1,000, and 001-470-51140, extra help is $2,400, and 002-573-57550, repairs, equipment, construction, etc. of $25,000, to 001-470-54250, waste disposal fees of $39,400. And that is to cover the end of the year cost in the waste disposal side of the citizens collection station.
So moved.
Motion by 1, second by 3.
It's being used.
I was out there Saturday morning unloading stuff, and it was a line of people behind me too. So, and nobody wanted to help. I just don't understand that. I'm getting too old for that. All right. A motion by 1, second by 3. Any further discussion?
Lynn McCarver with Orange County. Can you just explain what that waste disposal fee, I mean, I know this is the collection is for the dump, but what is the waste disposal fee? What is included in that? Why do we have that?
So we have to pay for, all those dumpsters out there, every time they're emptied, we have to pay for that. So we have We charge a fee for people to use the dump.
Right.
But it's a pretty minimal fee. We try to keep it minimal as we can. But then as we empty all those dumpsters, then we have to pay for those emptying. So those fees are determined. So the more it gets used, the higher our portion of those fees are.
So it doesn't stay there.
So that was my question. I have never been to the dump. My husband used to handle that. This isn't like a dump where it actually just stays there.
No. Our
okay.
stuff.
It's just a collection site.
Our actual dump site has been sealed and capped for years. So.
And so what company do we have that? So this is just for the contract for them picking up.
Republic.
And it's Republic Services.
We collect at the collection station. It goes to Treasury. We don't get it, so we have to pay it out of our budget right at the end. I mean, we don't get the paper right at the end. So we have to pay out of our budget. You
don't need it. Okay. All right. Appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, so a motion by one, second by three. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item number 13, discussion and possible action regarding a line item transfer in emergency management from 081-927-53000, ARPA grant expenditures of $2,217.35 to 081-927-53020. For the first-time sewer expenditures of $2,217.35, purpose to provide funds for labor and materials to run water line from meter to the home required for the completion of first-time sewer connections. Also from 081-927-53000 of ARPA grant expenditures of $4,950 to 081-927-53003 ARPA pods. $4,950, purpose to provide funds to excavate and grade new swell in the east side of the new Precinct 1 pod building per new drawings. Pretty self-explanatory, but just moving water and sewer and getting our projects complete.
For what?
This one's first time in sewer expenditures. Is that one of the pods or is that one of the homes?
It's one of the homes.
Yeah.
What home?
All the pods are on their own.
Yeah, we did a sewer connection project with some of the ARPA funds, and it was one of the homes that applied for it and it got granted to do that.
So what does the water line have to do with sewer? Because you don't need water.
The water
for
line?
Sewer.
You do. That district, that particular district, and some of them do that, require that for them to provide sewer, you have to get on their water as well. And in the scope of work,
within the grant.
The way it was written, he didn't bid on the water line. And that wasn't fair to him because he was going to lose the money. He would lose the job. So
he had to get on, is this the city sewer and city water?
Yes. It's a district. Water district, not the city. But they have that option.
It was all in the county.
All of them, if you're going to get on their sewer, they require you to get on their water because they really don't meter for sewer. They don't have a way to collect fees for that.
Okay. And it's just part of the grant.
Oh, and this is like two things in one. So those ARPA pods, that swell, is that like that cement thing that, I mean?
No, it's a small river that they built on the pod location at one to satisfy
a small river, yeah. So there was, so where the pond was had to be placed in Precinct 1, where they had for the retainage pond, to get the water to move down to the drainage ditch itself, they had to build basically a swell, a ditch, or as commissioners say, a river.
It's quite a drainage plant.
But it's just grass, yeah, it's just a grass area.
Okay.
So that whenever the pod fills up, it flows out.
Okay, I have a question, sorry.
This back to this water line, so ARPA can be used to help because the contractor doesn't.
The whole program was under ARPA.
The whole building.
The whole project.
Yes, the whole project was money allocated.
I think you're getting confused here.
Yeah. I am confused.
Well, yeah, so that's two different deals. So yeah. One of them is for a private residence that under the ARPA grant that we did for water and sewer connections, trying to get some of those cleaned up. That piece
is
separate.
Oh, is that the ones where they were going into the ditches?
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
Cleaning that up. Yeah, we allocated some of the money to do some of those cleanups for that. The state does it occasionally. The state hasn't done it for a while, so we allocated some of our ARPA funds to do some.
Okay.
And
now
so
that makes
sense. That's separate from the pod piece. I'm sorry, yes.
That makes sense. I was like, So
the
why?
Services available a lot more areas than we used to have it, so that's a great thing.
Yes.
Okay, and can I trouble you to go back to 12? I thought she was going
to close this okay. out, and then let at the end of it, remind me, and we'll reopen 12 up so that if you have a question on that.
Okay.
But I got to close this one out. All right, so any further discussion on this one? If not, I'll take a motion.
So moved.
Motion by one.
Second.
Second by three. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? And if you are good with it, I'm just going to open back 12 so that she can ask a question on number 12. You said you had a question, and we'll open that up. If we need to make a change in our motion, we will.
At the end or now?
You can do it now if you want to.
Okay.
And that way, because if I get to the end, I'm liable to forget and keep moving.
Well, me too. The waste disposal fee, mm-hmm. I don't understand how it's in his budget and he doesn't collect any money. Did I misunderstand you?
We do collect money, but it comes to
the general fund.
The money doesn't go to his account, it goes straight to the general fund.
So all monies received goes to the general fund?
Treasurer.
Yes, and
but
then
he's
we...
But he's got a budget for that, right. For that particular thing that's put together during our budget time.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And in some cases, like I said, in times when it gets used a lot, which is what we hope, because if it's in the dump, it's not on the side of the highway somewhere. So we encourage that, and that's why we try to keep those fees. But sometimes the cost of dumping it is more than we take in, and that's
okay.
What this evens that out. All right, we good? So there's no need to make a change in that motion. All right, so we'll go to item 14 now, which is discussion and possible action regarding a line item transfer environmental health and code from 001-908-57500 equipment of non-inventory less than $2,000, $570, and then 2001-908-54550 travel registration dues, etc., $570, and purpose to provide funds for travel at the end of the year.
So moved.
All right, motion by two.
Second.
Second by one. Any further discussion? All in favor? Any opposed? Item number 15, discussion and possible action regarding a line item transfer in the Sheriff's Office from 001-740-57500. Equipment non-inventory less than $2,000 or $500 to 001-740-52100. Office supplies of $500 purpose to provide funds for the remainder of the, to cover the end of the year cost. Self-explanatory there. I have a motion by three, second by two. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item number 16, discussion and possible action regarding a line item transfer in health services from 08-239-53000, the FEPS grant expense of $5,770 to go to 082-939-51110, regular salaries of $5,446 to 082-939-51210, Social Security of $316, and 082-939-51250, unemployment of $8. Purpose to supply funds for processing the end of the year payroll. Just closing out. All right. Item number three. Motion three, second one. Any further discussion?
Yeah, I have a quick question. Was this for a new hire? Because
no.
Usually salaries are
no.
Set.
The deal is she has two grants. She used to have three grants, and they all have different timing of.
When they're awarded
of the grant,
uh-huh.
And so she just has to really work on what, who's coming from what grant, and just to
yeah, and it's
over.
And it changed
funds
because
are still from that grant,
yeah.
It's just moving it into the payroll side.
And this year, okay. A couple of those grants were cut, like 25% less than what they have been in the past. So we're having to adjust that because of the cuts that were made on the
okay.
federal side.
Okay.
All right, motion by three, second by one. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item number 17, discussion and possible action regarding a line item transfer in the county auditor's office from 001-303-54550, travel registration dues of $935 to 001-303-51120, overtime salaries, 001-303-51210, Social Security, $60, and 001-303-21230, retirement of $105, and 001-303-51250, unemployment of $5, purpose to provide additional overtime to cover processing of accounts payable at the end of the year with an employee out on maternity leave.
Okay.
So moved.
All right. Motion by two, second by three. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item number 18, discussion and possible action to approve the order for setting the regular commissioners' court dates for 2025 to 2026. Pursuant to Texas Local Government Code 81005, possible action may include authorizing the county judge or judge pro tem to sign the same. You should have a list of those dates of the regular court sessions. Again, those pretty much follow the same traditional deal that we do with the Tuesdays in the month, with the exception of the August and Tuesday and August and September months. We have 3 weeks in August as a regular court session and 4 weeks in September as a regular court session, because, as we mentioned earlier, any budget has to be approved, any tax rate has to be approved in a regular court session, and never knowing exactly how that thing is going to fall, we have extra days for those 2 months that we can accommodate a regular court session approval.
They are not on the second and fourth,
yes,
like they used to be, because of the way the
holidays fall this year.
Will that schedule be available?
Yes, ma'am.
So,
well, can we move the December 23rd one out of there? Why don't we got to have that one?
That's a 5 week.
That's an excellent point. I'm probably not going to be there.
Because we'll come right back on January the 6th.
Yeah, so we'll be back the next week.
But I believe you want to pay bills.
Not
let's pay them on tonight.
That's a long time.
Well, we actually don't. So this is the order. So if y'all don't have a copy, because y'all just have
this
the
dates. That's all I got.
Okay, y'all don't have the actual dates itself. So let me, I'm going to read them, because the December the 23rd, I was wondering what you were talking about. It's not in there, on this order. So what I have on the order is October the 7th, which is, yes, this October, because our year starts on October 1st. Tuesday, November the 4th, Tuesday, December the 9th, Tuesday, January the 13th. Now, we will have special court sessions. Let me make sure, because I know, I was looking at Penny going, she's having a heart attack because we're not having courts in the middle. We will have those. These are regular court sessions. We're required to have one per month. So that's only what you'll see on that. But there are special court sessions in the middle of these to accommodate paying bills, so that we have those. But anyway, so Tuesday, January the 13th, Tuesday, February the 10th, Tuesday, March the 10th, Tuesday, April 14th, Tuesday, May 12th, Tuesday, June 9th, Tuesday, July 14th, and then Tuesday, August the 11th, Tuesday, August 18th, Tuesday, August the 25th, and then the four Tuesdays in September, which are September the 8th, September the 15th, September the 22nd, and September the 29th. And those are the dates that are set for the regular court session. And then, like I said, within that, we will have special court sessions, which we can call at any time during the year. So we try to do those every 2 weeks. Yes, sir.
The 9th is a regular court session? December
the 9th is the regular court session.
Y'all's
worksheet, all of them in red. The red days are the regular sessions. Like I said, these do not have the regular court sessions in there. I mean, the special court sessions.
I did that for y'all so y'all could see the path I followed.
So you're saying we're gonna need one. I know that's not a scheduled one, but
yeah,
we'll need one.
23rd. Well, it may not necessarily be the 23rd. We'll look at it as we get to those schedule of bills and find out which ones we can do. I mean, my preference is to not do one on the 23rd, but we got to look at those weeks and how they fall and what bills are available to have.
Another week, 16th.
Yeah, I mean, we can do those as a Monday. We can do them. We can do other days. It's just, like I said, special court sessions we can schedule any day. Regulars are the ones that I have that we are required to set a year in advance.
We just have to know enough in advance so that we can get everyone on board, including all the departments, so that everything can get processed the week prior.
So especially now that the timing, which started September 1st, on having to put our meetings in time to meet the new requirement for the 72 hours of actual working days. So that pushed everything.
October 7th is today at 4 o'clock.
Yeah. So it changed everything pretty much.
I'll make a motion to approve the court.
I have a motion by two. I have a second by three. Any further discussion? All in favor? Any opposed?
However, I might point out that you already had a motion.
Oh, did you?
No.
I guess I didn't hear that one. Item 19, discussion and possible action regarding the purchase of a vehicle for the Orange County Sheriff's Department out of the remaining SB 22 grant funds. So, as we explained earlier, you just want to go ahead and move forward. All right.
Second.
Motion by three, second by two. Any further discussions and or questions and or concerns? Yes, ma'am.
If you would also mention, besides the vehicle, there is also some additional equipment that is being purchased for the sheriff's office that is in accordance with the SB 22 funds as well to use those remaining funds.
All right. So, Commissioner, if you want to amend your motion to say that it is to include the additional equipment and supplies that are needed in the vehicle.
Correct. Yes.
You want to amend your? All right. So, amended. Motion by three, second by two. Any further discussion?
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
So, is this from the 2024
yes,
left?
Ma'am.
What's left over, not the new stuff that's coming
not
up?
Not the new stuff.
Okay. And then two, do we have a total amount of what's left or what we're using for
well
this?
it moves daily because of the amount of expenditures on in the salary side, so it changes. It's not exact at this point, but it's close.
We're closing out payroll for mm-hmm. the last process of the month, so there's payroll, workers comp, and everything else. I do not have an exact number on that.
That's why we don't have the actual
okay
amount.
So do you have an actual amount of what you're spending for item 19?
I don't have it.
But we will put that on the next agenda item as the actual breakdown of the money. What we're having to do is because of the way the grant's written, we have to approve any purchases this year,
okay.
within this year.
Okay.
So that's why we had to have it on today, because this is the last month to what they call encumber that money.
Okay.
And then so the next one, we'll actually have the dollar amounts on there.
And thank you for monitoring that amount so we don't.
Yeah, because I'm trying not to send anything back. We
well,
want to use it all.
That's a vehicle that we get to pay for out of those grant funds that we don't have to budget.
Yeah.
Kind of mixture.
It's kind of a.
Those funds cannot, any vehicle that we needed to have purchased, we will purchase out of county funds. That cannot be used to supplant any budget item.
So our normal.
We didn't have plans.
So our normal, which we're above.
We're not buying that with SB 22 funds in lieu of the county spending money. Any vehicle the county needed to have purchased will be purchased with county funds. Otherwise, it's improper supplantation, and we are absolutely not doing that.
Yes, not good.
Not.
Absolutely not. I am absolutely not. But just so I know, we're safe because our average, which is based off of, we average four sheriff's vehicles a year, pretty much is our typical average. We're above that even without this purchase, so we're good. We did six. And so this is in addition to that. So we are not supplanting any purchase of that with this money.
Thank you for the clarification.
Only
good stripes.
Only good stripes either.
Let me put that in here next time.
And I might see just way too much enjoyment out of the sheriff when he got to do that to us and handcuff us up. That would just not be any fun at all.
All right,
motion by three, second by two. Any further discussion before we get in stripes? All in favor?
All right.
Any opposed? Item number 20, discussion and possible action regarding the speed limit in Parkview Edition. Possible action would include setting a public hearing date. Commissioner Sauer, you are up.
I've had a couple of residents reach out and ask that we lower the speed limit in this particular neighborhood, specifically due to FedEx and UPS drivers doing 40 and 50 in the neighborhood.
You wouldn't believe how much I hear.
So lowering the speed limit is going to make them go lower than 40 and 50?
Well, I don't necessarily think so. But maybe when the ticket gets more expensive, when somebody's enforcing the speed.
What is the current speed limit?
It is 35, is what they told me.
They went
35? Ma'am?
They went 35?
No, they went lower than that. They'd like to go to around 15. The couple of residents that I've spoken to, now they'll have an opportunity to come speak at the
Yeah,
hearing.
So right now we have to set a public hearing date.
Okay.
Just to actually discuss the change in speed limit.
Due to timelines, the public hearing cannot be before the 22nd.
Of October.
Of October. Okay. So in the paper, 10-day wait and all of that, it cannot be before.
Sounds like November 4th.
So it's going to be November 4th at the earliest, unless we do a special hearing.
Yeah, we could do a special hearing, but our next date would be
in front of Claiborne Park, south of Claiborne. Yes, ma'am. In between the state and Claiborne.
So our meeting, we have a meeting.
We described half of Orange County, by the way.
Yeah.
Ma'am?
Tuesday at 10 is the deadline, so it won't even go in until before 10 next Tuesday, so it'll be next Saturday. because it needs, it can't be more than 30. So
it can't be more
between
than
7 and 30.
Yeah, so our next, our first available date is the 21st?
22nd.
So
Wednesday
the,
would be a 10-day after
the right, so that, so November the 4th, we would be within our time frame. So if we did November the 4th at before court, which is at 10, if we did at 9:30.
Is that election day?
Yes.
It would be. But we have to have court anyway, because it's a regular scheduled court. So.
Is the next Tuesday is a holiday? Okay.
Yes.
Veterans Day.
Veterans Day. Okay.
Yeah,
we need to make a motion for.
We have a special hearing on November the 4th at 9:30.
Second. 4th and 9:30. All right, so we have a motion to set a public hearing date of November the 4th at 9:30 in the morning. I have a motion by three, a second by, I mean, it's a motion by two, second by one. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Uh-huh.
Any opposed? All right, and you'll get that published, Charla?
Yes.
Excellent. Thank you. All right. We will read number 21, discussion and possible action regarding approval and execution of agreement between Orange County and OCV LLC, authorized the county judge or judge pro tem to sign the same. Execution of this agreement will facilitate development, setup, activation, and multi-year maintenance of mobile applications designed to support opioid abuse prevention efforts in the county using available funds from the opioid settlements as approved by Commissioner's Court on 7/22/2025. Chief Howard, do you want to add anything to that?
This?
Can you translate that, all that language?
That's a lot. Yeah, this is for the contract that we struck with the vendor, the vendor OCB, and this is the agreement we came up with, paying the initial payment of $25,000 initially for the setup and for the first year subscription, and then for the other 2 years subscription as well to part of the contract. But this will be the first part of the contract is going to be the $25,000.
What does this do?
This is the app that we discussed.
Yeah, the app for tracking.
It's going to be pushing out information to the entire county.
All right, and this money is being funded out of the opioid settlement money as one of the things that it could be used for. Motion by three, second by one. Further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item number 22, consider and approve, execute, receive, and file an agreement number 00001707045 with Thompson Reuters Westlaw for a West ProFlex online subscription for adding additional user Justice of the Peace Precinct 3 in accordance with TXMSA DIR-CPO-5258 TXM1. Miss Michelle Carroll, that was another one that might need a little explanation of what it's actually for so we can all understand that as well, but it's our subscription that we use for that JP3 is adding on to?
Correct.
Okay.
This is actually the subscription that the judges use, mm-hmm. But it is using library county funds, so I'm going to ask that you add to that item an authorization for Judge Arkeen to execute that. I think she is the general administrator of that contract.
Okay.
Is she the only JP that would need to do this?
JP3. It just adds her as an additional user. I mean, so we wouldn't want to add the rest of them, or they're just they're not using it at this time.
I think she's the only one
she
that
does certain warrants.
Okay.
Okay. Something specific to her office. Okay.
All right. So we need to add in the motion, Commissioner, you add that to allow Judge Arkeen to sign.
Well, certainly.
Second.
All right. The motion by one, second by three. Further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item number 23, discussion and possible action regarding a proposed facility and tower lease agreement between Orange County and L3 Harris Technologies, Inc. relating to the radio tower site at the Orange County Airport in conjunction with and support of the FAA prime contract with L3 Harris. The lease involves no new construction at this time. Anything you want to add to that, Ms. Denise?
No, this is, it's kind of an extension of the existing contract, but it is with a new company, and we're doing it as a new contract because Missy and I have added in some extra protections for the county, some obligations for maintenance, just things to benefit the airport.
Okay. All right. Motion by three, second by two. for the discussion.
Is this just for the airport?
Yes, it's an FAA tower. It is. We don't charge anything for this lease. The FAA and TxDOT allow us to do that because it's in support of air traffic.
Do you have that contract ready?
I am waiting on. I'm waiting to get it back from L3. It's still with their notification. Okay. Right.
Do we need to put in that motion for me to be able to sign it, or
yes?
Upon receipt.
No, I absolutely shouldn't put that in there. Okay. Yes, I need authorization for
all right,
you to execute.
So I'm going to go back. So can three, if you would mind amending yours to allow me to sign, as well as two. Yep. Now, any further discussion? All in favor? All right, item number 24, discussion and possible action regarding adjourning commissioner's courtroom. I have a motion by three, a second by one. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
We are adjourned at 11:01.
Mr. D.